B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hello, producer Nicole.
Hello.
We've been following a little story that has been going on in your life. To recap, for those people that might not be familiar with what we're talking about, you have a best friend?
Yeah, so I have, and not just like a new best friend, like I'm saying probably going on seven, eight years that we've been best friends. And she recently got engaged. And to me, that's news that, you know, if you get engaged either beforehand or maybe even afterhand, you share
with your best
this
friend.
News, you know, family, friends, stuff like that. But I found out secondhand from everyone else after not even her, after her new fiance posted on social media. Mm-hmm. I got screenshots from people that weren't her.
And you how do you feel about the marriage?
I mean, that's a different story. But like, I was butthurt on it because to me,
it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I was butthurt. Like, to me, like an engagement, I get to where sometimes that would be private. But if you're just going to blast it on social media, then I would think that, especially your like ride or dies, you know, like the people that have been
it's
around the longest.
Code.
I would think
there's
so.
There's friend. No, I agree with that.
I like wouldn't just go and especially like in a long time. I think she, like they've been dating for like 2 years or whatever. But like if I was thinking about an engagement, like you guys would know, you know, like I wouldn't just come in here and be like, oh, well. Here's
yeah,
a ring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you were left off of the announcement because of specific reasons on how you may have felt about
right.
it.
Right. And I think, like, if she would have come to me and been like, do I have your support? As a best friend, it is my job to be there mm-hmm. for her no matter what, which I will be. But, like, I also wouldn't lie and be like, I'm a 110% fan.
All in.
So.
If you're not happy with the wedding, you've reached out to her. Has there been a confrontation? What's the latest and greatest in this?
Yeah, story? So at first I was really conflicted on what I should do. I was like, okay, well, should I just not say anything at all? Like 0% say something and just see what happens? Or should I text her all petty and see how that goes? So I think I did a little bit of it in the middle.
Okay.
I texted her. I waited about a week, mm-hmm. and I texted her, and the text was petty-ish.
Well, what did it say?
So I didn't want to say congrats.
Like you I did in a roundabout way.
So I specifically didn't want to use that word.
Okay.
So I used the word cheers.
Okay.
So and I was petty. So I said, "Dude, saw Instagram last weekend. Cheers."
Ah. And her response was,
dude.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's it. Thank
you. Because she doesn't know what else to say.
I know, but still.
Oh, I love
thank
it when,
you.
When people, like, when there's a, you know, elephant in the room, like, something you need to talk about and nobody wants to talk about it. And, like, that's what they're doing. Is like,
well, and that's, like, obviously this is my own drama. I won't bore you guys with it. But that was, like, something that recently came up is word got out that, like, she'll be in town soon. And so, like, random... Oh, God, please, so she's not texting me.
Oh,
call
in. I want to talk to you.
And so, yeah, and so, like, rumor had it... Or she told me that she was, like, coming through Charlotte, and I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm not a fake person. If you come and we hang out, like, there's a conversation to be had.
Oh, you like, told her that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't get a response, so there's that. Hmm. But that's my own drama.
Well... I think Roy and Loren are onto it, that she knows that you're not happy with the whole marriage thing, and she probably, and is it a good, isn't it kind of a nice thing that she's not forcing Nicole to be into it?
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing.
Right? Like, kind of in a weird way?
Because a lot of people, quite honestly, Nicole, a lot of people would be like, at the end of the day, if they're really that in love, or they even think that they're that in love, they're going to bail on your friendship and get
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Married anyway, like you can't force that person to see what you see.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're lucky in the sense that she's not being like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
If you can't accept my new wife, then we're done. You
she's
know,
just leaving you out altogether almost.
Yeah, oh. And I think that, you know, like at this age, I feel like it's very common, not even at this age, even to me, it's like a childish thing for people to dip on friendships and stuff.
Yeah.
So
now, I agree with
but
you.
But they always come back. That's the thing is like friends will always come back. So I will just chill. I'll be there. And when she's ready, here I am.
And that's kind of why I think it's nice that she's not like kicking you out of the circle already, because at some point, I mean, it might be inevitable that this doesn't make it, you know, to the altar or they break up, or maybe this person and you will just somehow magically connect and you may accept it at some point. So she's not just going, get away from me. I'm not dealing with you anymore if you can't accept it.
So when is she going to be coming in town?
Supposed to be today.
Oh. I hope you two meet up.
And if you don't?
The conversation ended was I was like, you know, like I can't, like Roy said, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
There's something that at least needs to be talked about. Like, doesn't have to go, I'm not going to try to persuade her, you know, to change her mind. But at this point, there's a conversation that needs to be had. And I said, if you're ready to have it Wednesday, let's do it. If not, I'll be here when you are.
And hey, have you heard from her since then?
No.
Mm. Okay. Is she slipping on your BF list?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Really?
I mean, like, and here's the thing is, like,
slipping on your best friend's list? Is that
yeah,
what
she's like slipping down. Is she moving down on your BF
list?
It
sounds like she dropped Nicole as a friend.
Right, but I'm asking, Nicole says that no, she's not dropping on her list.
No, huh. And I mean, that's the thing is, like, I've gone through stuff where, you know, I probably wasn't the best friend to my best friend, but I expected them to be there, you know, a year later, okay. And this is no different.
Wow.
All right, well, good luck. Please, we'll get an update tomorrow at this time whether or not you heard from her yes or no, okay? All right, cool. Thanks, Nicole. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.